It's Thursday, October 7th, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. September was the third deadliest COVID-19 month in Washoe County since the pandemic began, but coronavirus trends are improving. KUNR's Nick Stewart breaks down the latest state numbers.
The 14-day average for new daily cases fell to 620 yesterday, the lowest it's been since mid-July. And the 14-day average for the positivity rate statewide dropped to 8.5% on Tuesday. It was nearly double that for much of August. The positivity rate is now under 7% in Clark County and under 14% in Washoe County. The improvements come after a summer surge in cases and hospitalizations began to plateau late last month. Nick Stewart, KUNR News.
California is trying to make it easier for students in community colleges to transfer into the state's public universities with a bill signed yesterday by Governor Gavin Newsom. The legislation streamlines a process students have described as a maze. By smoothing the path to the University of California's campuses and California State University, California hopes to increase the numbers of transfer students to four-year colleges and close equity gaps. The new law simplifies a program that guarantees priority admission to Cal State schools for students with associate degrees. It also requires the UC and Cal State systems to agree on a common set of courses that community college students need to take in order to transfer. The U.S. Justice Department plans to offer training and other resources to educators and school boards. That's as they face violent threats. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck looks at one school district's challenges in our region.
Employees at the Caldwell School District in Southwest Idaho have faced plenty of angry messages during the pandemic, even some threatening social media posts. Police are now posted at school board meetings.
So they'll either be present or they'll be on patrol outside of the building.
Shalene French is the superintendent there. She says educators are facing other stressors too, like political pressures. Debates continue to rage over critical race theory and masks region-wide. And there's understaffing as stressed teachers leave and are hard to replace. If there's no substitute and someone is out sick, teachers have to help each other and stretch resources even more. At one point,
we needed 30 subs and we might have been able to fill 10.
As service industry jobs pay more than ever, many teaching jobs in the Mountain West still have stagnant starting salaries, even lower pay for paraprofessionals and support staff. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
California highway officials say they will close three mountain passes near the Nevada line between Lake Tahoe and Yosemite National Park today. That's ahead of an early winter storm that's expected to bring rain and snow to the Sierra. Caltrans will close Ebbets and Sonora passes at noon today. That's the State Route 4 and State Route 108 passes. Monitor Pass at State Route 89 will close at 2 p.m. The agency will reevaluate for possible reopening for this Saturday. A new study is tempering widespread fears that algal blooms could get worse due to pollution and climate change. Bert Johnson with the Mountain West News Bureau has the details.
Algal blooms happen when fertilizer gets washed into lakes and reservoirs. That leads to explosive growth that can cloud the water with algae. Sometimes it can release toxins, too. But according to Grace Wilkinson at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, algae levels haven't changed much over time. She and her colleagues looked at more than 300 lakes. It was actually more common to see algal blooms get less severe. That shows efforts aimed at reducing pollution are working, and less rain means less runoff, too. But Wilkinson says it'll be critical to learn more about the impact of climate change on specific bodies of water. With the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Bert Johnson.
Truckee officials say they've taken steps to recover from and guard against a cybersecurity attack like the one that shut down its town computer system back in July. The Sierra Sun reports town manager Jennifer Calloway recently presented the latest update to the town council about the attack. There's been no information released about a possible source of the attack, but Calloway said one particular exchange server was infected with a very malicious piece of malware. The attack breached Truckee's computer system, causing phones, internet, access to data, and everything that exists behind the town's firewall to be shut down. Those are your morning news headlines for Thursday, October 7th. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.